Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Saturday Night Baseball with the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we usually sit down with the manager, Mike Guerrero, every single week. And with Mike Guerrero away from the team this week, it's time to sit down with the acting manager, Nick Stanley. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you.
How's it been this week? Taking on the managerial reins for the first time in Double A.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been busy, just making sure the schedule runs the way it normally does, and handling the lineups, and coordinate with Mikey about what he wants, and coordinate with their manager and you, and making sure everything's on track. But it's been fun so far.
How much have you enjoyed stepping into the manager role? Because we talked before this week, you've managed one game in your career before this week.
Yeah. No, it's been fun. Obviously, trying to follow the game from a manager's mindset all season, being the bench coach, but actually getting to do it and sit in the seat this week, it's been fun. It's been a learning experience, just making sure every detail is accounted for, and looking forward to doing a couple more games this week.
What's that jump been like for you?
It's if you're organized and you're communicating with your staff and obviously Mikey, it's not a huge deal. The in-game stuff where, you have a decision to make, that's something where, you lean on the pitching coach, or you lean on, Spencer Allen, our field coordinator's in town here, helping me out, getting some thoughts bounced off of him. But, been a lot of fun. And like I said, every detail really needs to be accounted for.
You talked a lot about thinking from a manager's mindset. And obviously the guy who's been next to you in the dugout pretty much all year has over 1,400 career wins. What have you learned from Skip throughout the year?
Yeah, just being prepared for anything kind of before it happens, sort of being a pitch or an inning or a hitter ahead of the game. And then just his demeanor, being very calm about everything, whether it's good or bad, and just sort of being ready to do whatever it takes next. These games kind of can take on a roller coaster sometimes. Yesterday I felt like we played two of them, but it's like just being calm and being prepared for what comes next is what I've taken from Mikey.
What's the biggest thing, too, you've learned through your experience this week?
Just make sure that you're communicating, especially with Will, on the pitching stuff. Make sure who's available, who's not. Perhaps what type of situations we want to use those guys in. What's the best matchup? Who do we need to sort of steer away from in terms of their availability that day? That's really a big one. You can get in a bind if you're not on the top of the pitching stuff.
You've had a couple of big things this week. Obviously, the first two wins in the league, Carlos Rodriguez, a great start. Justin Jarvis, a great start. But on the hitting side of things, this is a kid you've known, Jackson Churio, since he started in the Brewers system. Last night becomes just the third teenager in the high minors since 2005 with 10-plus homers and 20-plus stolen bases. How incredible has it been to see his development firsthand throughout his time with the Brewers and his development firsthand this year in Biloxi?
Yeah, when you put it in perspective, one of three guys that really jumps out at you, when you're with him every day, you just see what he does, and then all of a sudden you hear a stat like that, and you think about how many good players there have been that are not in that group. It's pretty impressive, and putting up the numbers and doing the things he does, that's really, a testament to his talent, and, being able to do it at this level is no small feat.
Another big thing, too, is James Meeker yesterday has become the guy for this team that you can put in any situation and he'll dominate. Yesterday made just his fifth career start in his professional career, goes three shutout innings. How much fun has it been to watch him grow and him really dominate Double A this year?
Yeah, this is nothing new for him. This is kind of what he does and who he is. If we told him we need him in the ninth inning tonight, he'd say, yeah, let's go. Just steady Eddie, same guy every day, prepares, doesn't get too high or low, kind of that classic low heart rate guy, and wherever we put him, we feel good about what he's going to do.
How impressive has it been this year to the limiting walks? He's only walked four guys this year, the lowest walk rate in minor league baseball.
Yeah, he's just taking that next step and really sort of coming to his own in terms of who he is. Like, he's got to throw strikes, he's got to attack, and you wish that everybody could do that because it'd be a lot less stressful. But it's just like, same guy every day. I'm going to throw my best stuff, see if you can hit it. And if you do, I'll come and get the next guy. Like, it's just easy with him.
You talked a lot about learning this week about who's available, who's not available, and kind of pitching the side of things of pitching matchups and all that sort of thing, how much does it help to have guys that you can plug into different spots and they can be comfortable in different spots? It's got to make your job easier.
It's huge. And it works the same way with position players who are versatile, you know, Campbell and Collins and guys like that. But pitchers who can fill multiple roles, I mean, it gives you some flexibility. You don't have to extend anyone. You don't have to worry about, you know you're going to be okay the next day if something happens tonight. You know, just it frees you up a little bit and makes you breathe a little easier.
How excited are you tonight to see Tobias back on the hill after a real strong start last time out against Montgomery?
Yeah, you know, I'm always excited to watch Tobias pitch. He pitches with energy. I know for a fact, no matter what happens tonight, he's going to be prepared for it because of what he does in between his starts and before his start. Yeah, we're excited. He's been good for us all year, and hopefully more of the same tonight.
Well, Nick, thanks much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the week in the manager role.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts at 6:05.